The Haunted Underpants by Dale Shaw. Underpant Buying Tuesday was by far the worst Tuesday of all the Tuesdays. Well, unless you counted extensive toilet declogging Tuesday, pointlessly hard math for no actual reason Tuesday, or very thorough mole examination Tuesday. I mean the warty kind of mole, not the small, burrowing animal. Mother had decided that all unpleasant things must take place on a Tuesday, as it was, by far, her least favourite day of the week. This all goes back to an incident in her own childhood, when she was cornered by a giraffe at a low-budget safari park, who was trying to tongue her funyuns. That was on a Tuesday. Black Tuesday, she called it. Or, on special occasions, Black Giraffe Tuesday.
"It's going to be an absolute disgrace anyway," Mother would wail. "So you may as well try to cram as many unpleasant things into Tuesday as possible."
While I was willing to go along with her twisted logic for the sake of a quiet life, I could never quite work out why she had to invent further hideous events to cram into my Tuesdays. I felt she enjoyed it in some way, thinking up terrible tasks to destroy all my second days of the week. Almost to the point where she now looked forward to Tuesdays. Tuesday was suddenly the best day of the week for her. Tuesday was all her Christmases and Lents rolled into one, decorated with a lovely ribbon made of delicious, colourful cheese. Because I was now miserable, and Mother liked to make me miserable, almost as much as she liked Funyuns. And so it was that Underpant Buying Tuesday was upon us. And, to add an extra layer of horrible to the whole thing, we bypassed the shiny, happy stores with names such as Wondermart and Fabuworths, and headed straight to Pains? That's right, Pains had a question mark after the name. No one knew why. But if you didn't say it like the name was a question, Pains, the staff would ignore you. It added muchly to its stupidness. Pains was a terrible shop. That's not just my opinion. That's what it said outside on the sign. All the people on the tills were crying all the time. Certain departments were painfully hot to the touch, while others were covered with fog. The entire place smelled of mackerel, even though the fishmongery evaporated many years ago. It was where we always went for my underpants, on a Tuesday. Pains! Plus, we had another errand in this nasty place. Mother had to return a lettuce she had purchased there just a few days ago that had actually caught fire. It just ignited the second she placed it in the breakfast nook, leaving only a charred, leafy stump. It really was that sort of establishment.
"You go and pick out some pants," said Mother,
while rubbing a square of kitchen towel moistened with her own spit against my cheek. This is what she thought of as parenting.
"I'll drop this off at complaints," she said,
wiggling the blackened veg stump before me. Complaints occupied the first 7 floors of the building. Underpants were on floor 14, alongside mushrooms, wheel arches, duck food and paint. The stairs had several shifty-looking highwaymen at their entrance. This was typical of Pains. So I took the elevator, which had bats. And, rather than Muzak, the sound of asthma was broadcast. We stopped at floor 13. And, despite my button prodding, the lift refused to budge. In fact, a small panel lit up, with the words, "Get out now," pulsing in okra. Which was worrying.